Wrapping up the first hour here of Wildcat Insider, I'm John Kurtz with Wyatt Thompson. In hour two, we'll hear from Kaylee Page of the K-State Women at 5:40. As far as the Big 12 went this weekend, we were just talking about Iowa State, the wildest game that we saw featured the Cyclones, and they did escape with a road win, 92-87 at Oklahoma. But the biggest thing that came out of that to me, I mean, obviously it's a big win for Iowa State to get on the road, a team that is more on the bubble of the NCAA tournament. I was surprised to see looking at some of the bracketology stuff, but Oklahoma with Jordan Woodard just seems like a completely different team. Obviously, they got the win over West Virginia, but they have—I mean—they had every opportunity to win that game. They jumped out to a 14-2 lead and were up big in the first half before letting Iowa State come back into it and had every chance to win it down the stretch.
You said it perfect. I think I think both teams had every opportunity to win, and it just happened to be Iowa State today. I think, and I think Jordan Woodard is getting a lot of credit, and rightfully so. This is a very much veteran point guard who's been to the Final Four, who's become more and more consistent and more productive throughout his career. But I think if you heap it all onto him, you're making a mistake because those two young kids really are starting, and I'm talking about Cameron McGusty and Christian Doolittle. Both of those guys are, since about the time we saw them, they have, and maybe just after us, they have started to play at a different level. More, I think, probably of what Coach Kruger was thinking would be the case all along. Jamoney McNeese, even though he's a sophomore, he has started to play much better, which gives them another option on a day when maybe Kadeem Latin is in foul trouble or isn't playing quite as solid as normal. They're just better. They're starting to just improve. So that was a crazy game. But, again, I think at the end of the day, a road win is a road win, and they're hard to come by. And Iowa State got out of there with it, and you got to give them credit for that.
It still seems difficult to comprehend and say, but it is tough to get a win at TCU as well this year. It really is, and that's what Baylor was able to do as they sort of outlasted and grinded their way to a win over the Horned Frogs. That game was pretty back and forth until the last 2 minutes or so. Baylor finally started to pull away a little bit, 1-9, but big win for the Bears, and I mean, at 6-1 right now, a game behind Kansas, they're displaying a little bit of staying power. They bounce back from the loss to West Virginia. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. We've seen this happen a lot with teams fading and Kansas, you know, easily running away with the league, but maybe Baylor is in it for the long haul to make it a race.
Well, let's talk about TCU quickly first, because they have been pretty darn good so far in the conference race, and at home, they have lost to Kansas, 86-80. They've beaten Oklahoma, 60-57. They've beaten Iowa State, 84-77, and lost to Baylor, 62-53. So, not all bad. They're more of a threat now than ever before. They're 11-2 at home this year. Both of those losses are the ones I just mentioned a moment ago. But I think you really have to credit Baylor. It's become more of a challenge to go there and win. They were certainly challenged and yet found a way to do it. And they kind of did it the way they did it here. You know, I think they made plays, maybe not to the same level as they did here, but made plays. And I think they defended Brodzianski about as well as anybody has. That's that length. It causes issues. And that to me was enough to get them a win in Fort Worth.
And then speaking of Kansas, this week we get to find out a lot about the Jayhawks, because just like K-State, they've got two road games, but they have to go to West Virginia, and then their opponent in the Big 12 SEC Challenge is Kentucky. So not an easy road here for the Jayhawks. I mean, I know West Virginia's slumping, but that should be a fun one to watch coming up. That's tomorrow, correct? Or is that Wednesday?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. I'm intrigued by the West Virginia-Kansas game in Morgantown just because of what you said. West Virginia's lost a couple. Usually when they are challenged, they respond. Not always when they're challenged do they face Kansas at home, however. I can tell you this. I would say that place will be jumping tomorrow night. And I would say that KU, who has played to a certain degree to the level of their competition, will probably be stoked and ready to go, wouldn't you say?
I would think so.
They seem to find a different gear when they need one, and usually it's somebody that steps up that maybe you're not expecting always. You know, we saw a game here recently where Carlton Bragg had 15. So they find their ways, but they'll be challenged. And then, of course, at Kentucky, they could go in there and play pretty well and get beat 15, don't you think?
Probably
I'm not predicting it. Don't get me wrong. They could also go in and win. I don't know that. But I think they could. We'll see.
Yeah, I would anticipate, you know, close games in both because, like you said, they do just seem to be a team this year more than ever that does play up or down to level of competition. You know, I mean, almost every single game in the Big 12 has been close. Even Texas on Saturday was in the game for the majority of it at Allen Fieldhouse. And I know we're talking about them playing road games, but that's probably the biggest difference to me this year is that everybody has been able to at least hang with them at Allen Fieldhouse. But then at the same time, they just keep winning games. When they are really challenged by teams, they do find a way to win.
Yeah. I think for me, this is an obvious statement, but they have to defend, and they really have to set and guard Kentucky. But if they shoot the ball well, because they get you spread so much, if they shoot threes well, they can win there too. We'll see. I'm, again, not predicting it one way or the other. But it'd be a very interesting game to watch, I'm sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They've got Baylor coming up soon, too, so that'll be a fun one to watch as well. Well, I know you got to get off to Ames, Iowa. Appreciate you sticking around for the first hour.
You bet.
Safe travels to Ames, and we'll be listening tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, for the tip-off between the Wildcats and the Cyclones. We'll talk more about Bruce Weber's squad when we come back, plus here the ever-entertaining Bob Huggins unload on a reporter for a question after the game coming up here on Wildcat Insider.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers,